Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh. Yeah.
Back where it all began. Back where it started. Trillville Thursday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now. Get back into some NBA finals slash general NBA conversation as some of the coaching carousel stuff continues. I know a hire was made and a firing was made and some other rumors circulating as well. So we'll get back into that. We'll get to the back page with Abe as Bo is out again today. I'll be back tomorrow. Damn. But back page with Abe at 12:40.
He went that hard at the concert?
Must have. Boy, one of those two-day hangovers.
Bo was rocking out.
I know. Braves have a day game. Yes, but we're just goofing around, Abe.
And it's so funny because I can't see him because he's not sits as high as Bo does behind his glass.
When there's the glare.
And there's a glare.
But I can see him.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad the glare is there. But yeah, just relax.
Dude. We got it. Right,
we got it. Okay.
Yeah, he's smart. He's over there for a day game, making cocktails and getting tips.
Yeah. I mean, hell of a job.
Yeah. No cocktails or tips around here right now, unfortunately.
No.
It'd be great if there was both.
I just saw, we were about to get NFL new huddle, but they were talking about extension people and everything. They were talking about the Ravens because they had extended Rashad Bateman. They're also in early negotiations with Lamar Jackson. Might make sense.
Yeah, that's interesting because it feels like that just happened seconds ago.
Yeah,
because you know we were sort of not really ever, but sort of
it don't matter
involved.
It don't matter.
We were sort of involved.
You to come out and emphatically now
because that was Desmond Ritter's offseason too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
because it was Desmond
just
Ritter.
Just another layer of crap
just
on top
went
of that.
And just no. We're all in. Dez is our guy.
We're all good at quarterback.
Yeah. That was the only thing. No, Baltimore was going to match any
they
offer.
Were never going to part with him.
They were never going to part
with him. They were never going to part with him.
The infatuation of not just the Falcons, everybody, but especially this damn organization.
Yeah, there were three to five teams that so desperately needed to address their quarterback situation that should have just made an offer.
Yes.
You just make the offer
and make them
tell you no.
And you had an opportunity, fuck yeah, and Desmond daggone Ritter.
Oh yeah!
Remember they had to come out and make a statement.
I do.
No,
Dez is our guy.
Why?
Dez, well, because we believe because we know more than you. That was basically the whole. That was the whole gist of all of it. Was and they do with certainly me. They certainly know more than
I understand
me.
That.
There's no question. But there's also times where you don't have to know that much.
But the thing
to
about
know
it,
certain
and he
things.
Was great. He was so good. He was good enough until he wasn't. And then the intercept. When he threw that first pick, what was that?
London.
In London.
Yeah, in London.
That badass pick. It wasn't nothing. What else? Nothing good happened since then.
Mm-mm.
When he threw that pick in London, and it was an awful pick.
It was
and then came right back and threw another
one. Next throw.
You're like, yeah.
Ooh. All right. I guess when they let him throw it downfield as opposed to only, you know, letting him do like two things, hand it off or check it down or basically baby him with the game plan.
Yes.
When they actually let him open it up, that's when things start to go a little awry.
Oh.
And then they benched him, right? But then he came back, wasn't it?
Was that
it? Heinicke get hurt or something like that? Because I remember they did bench him, and then he came back and he played in that Carolina game and threw just one of the truly one of the worst interceptions that anyone's ever seen.
You know me,
an NFL quarterback.
You know, there's a there's things that I do my best not to to get him into my, as I like to say, my promotions.
Right, you try to keep an even keel.
I try not to get in my promotions. I was done.
Sometimes you can't
help it. I lost it when he threw that damn interception in Carolina. Oh boy, I was done. Yeah. I didn't want to come to work Monday. I didn't want to come to work, and I did not want to talk about it. Because the last two damn years, they were up there in Carolina. Marcus Mariota threw it from his back.
Yep, yep.
And then this dude throws the worst pick ever.
Worst pick of all time.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. And then last year, they gave up 44 in Week 18 to end the season, also against Carolina. So,
oh God,
yeah, man. The bottom line of all of that is this: Falcons fans deserve things to improve.
Yes,
you've been through enough, man. Yes. You've been through enough, and that again, we talked about it. I knew it was going to be from the very beginning, and I would encourage you to listen to the full podcast because the Roddy White, Harry Douglas, Julio Jones conversations are really good, and they talk about all kinds of different stuff. Now, when it's aggregated and clipped down into the stuff that they think people are going to react to the most, that's the things that are being.
They're doing a great job picking the right things to react to. But the whole thing is very.
The whole thing's great, and they have a great relationship. Yes. And Harry Douglas is so funny, and like they're having a really good time. They're just, you know.
if it ain't one damn thing, it's another.
They didn't have to get Mike Bell this upset this time of year. Mike Bell's arguing with people about Julio on Twitter. Like, let's wait till September to get this kind of rage.
How many times did my boy Mikey B use fanboy?
I don't know. I'm not. I just saw there was a lot of back and forth, and I was like, gosh, it's too early in the year for this.
Yeah, man.
Too early in the year for this.
Y'all leave Mike alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave Mike alone.
All right? He's just – everybody's just passionate. All right? Everybody's doing fine. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Micah Parsons says that he will attend minicamp.
Yeah.
But it's, quote, in the owner's hands as to whether or not he will be on the field week one.
Well,
I think that's right.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get an extension this offseason. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yep.
But this is just what the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones do.
Is the Saturday before the first game still technically the offseason?
Yes.
So then, then he'll get a contract
this
offseason.
They're going to do their best to hold him. Maybe it's tax purposes. Or maybe it's just what Jerry feels like he made the decision. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, let's go and give him the money. You know, I mean, no, he's going to get a record-setting, record-breaking contract from the Dallas Cowboys. My biggest thing is how it's going to be structured. Mm-hmm. I would love to see that because you're going to have the highest-paid quarterback, going to have the highest-paid defensive player.
You have to get creative.
And then you're going to have one of the highest-paid wide receivers.
Yeah.
So I just want the structure of it is going to be the interesting part for me because – it was hard to pay top dollar for that many players.
It is. You start losing guys
because of it. But yeah, I'm so anxious. And that could be the holdup is the structure of it. But yeah, Micah's going to get paid.
So here's Mike McDonald. He's the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks going into year two. They obviously signed Sam Darnold to a free agent contract earlier this offseason, responding to questions about whether or not some of these other quarterbacks could push him.
That would lead to a different quarterback.
No, you guys are crazy.
There's no way to ask the question without sounding like an idiot.
Like, I respect
don't
you
ask the question.
Like,
there's no way
you guys.
I used to produce
this is a crazy
show.
Question. There's just not gonna like Sam's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's doing a tremendous job. God forbid, you know, you're the worst player of all time because you made one bad throw or one bad decision. It's like that is not what we're trying to build. We want these guys to go prepare the right way, and then when they go out on the practice field, go freaking let it rip. And then we'll go fix it. We'll go. We got time. It's June 3rd. We'll go. Okay, they're going to get plenty of reps. We'll get those things fixed.
Let me help people right now.
I used to produce that show. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know who asked that question until I heard his voice in the background.
Let me help people, huh?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, because I'm your people.
I used to produce the show.
Yeah, I'm your people.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you're my brother.
Yeah,
those are guys I used to work with.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the stuff we talk about. Like, why would you ask the quarterback?
They just signed Sam Darnold to a big contract.
All his money. Why would he say, you know what? Yeah, he's going to get pushed by these guys. What? Who they have with there? Sam Howell? Is Sam Howell over there?
Well, they drafted Milroe.
I know they drafted Milroe. But,
Howell, yeah.
Yeah, like, come on,
I think Howell, right?
Come on, they need Sam Darnold to be good. Just like anybody needs their quarterback. But they need everything else, too. Their offensive line was awful last year.
And it has been for years.
Awful.
Yeah, for years.
Those dudes got to play better. we talk about the running back position.
Drew Locke. Drew they Locke? Traded Howell. Drew Locke.
Okay.
So that's even, I don't know, that's even worse to ask the question.
Yes.
That Drew Locke is going to push.
Drew Locke is the backup quarterback.
Yeah, come on.
Well, since I know you love people keeping tabs at practice, that's where all this started. He threw like three interceptions in practice sessions.
Okay.
So that might have been one of my people who put that out there on social media, because I'm closer friends with like the Seahawks. Now, I will say the guys that host that show, I really do like them. Not that anyone cares that I made a joke about them just being people that I worked with. But dang, man, we're doing that up there now?
Yeah, man.
It used to be beast mode and Legion of Boom, and now we're doing
which one I saw this morning.
People OTA stats.
Shadori was the only quarterback that got zero first team reps yesterday. They suck. They're holding that brother back. No, he's a fifth round draft pick, and
they got a bunch of quarterbacks.
And they had a bunch of quarterbacks. Yeah. And whether you want to believe it or not, they don't have a lot of attachment to a fifth round pick.
No,
even though who he is. Don't. He's still a fifth-round pick.
It's not uncommon fifth-round draft picks to not make the roster.
It's not uncommon. And it's not uncommon for a fifth-round quarterback, no matter who he is, not to get reps for the first team. All Shadur needs right now are reps.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come far and few, especially when you get into training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's taking all the second-team reps, then take every single damn second-team rep. Because it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just show them what you can do.
Yeah. You need reps.
Do the best with the second-team reps. I'll be surprised if he doesn't make the team.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I would not be.
Yeah. It would be more surprising to me if he doesn't make the team
than
if he's the starting quarterback of the team going into this season. Peyton Manning complimenting Joe Burrow. Dan Patrick said he was interviewing Derrick Henry, and he said if he gets 2,000 yards this year, they'll put him in the next Adam Sandler movie.
Which one was that?
So there's a little incentive.
What's the name come out this summer?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, right.
I'm seeing like little clips of it and stuff. Circulating.
Okay, cool.
A lot of like active golfers.
Not really looking for that one.
I don't think I'm gonna probably watch that.
I'm definitely not gonna watch it because you can't. No,
I did like Happy Gilmore 1.
But this is my thing.
11.
This is why I love Major League. I love Major League. I love it. I love it.
Great movie.
I cannot stand back to back like Cinderella story movies. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like outside of Rocky.
Okay.
Outside of Rocky, but like, okay, why'd they have Major League 2?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm all out.
Like, you could kind of only be Cinderella once.
You know what I mean? Like, only person that I can believe is Rocky. He's the only person that I know. Rocky's the only man that I know.
And even that got a little dicey as the series went on.
Rocky,
and also he didn't win.
Rocky's the only guy that I know that was down on every card going into the final round. Like that Drago fight, he lost rounds 10-6. 10-6, they stopped the fight.
I mean, he was getting hit in a way.
He didn't get no standing eights.
That would put people in a wheelchair. Like, it is the most unrealistic sports action in a movie. Yeah. It's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. I love all the Rocky movies. But, like, could you watch some football stuff and some of the foots like that? Clearly, none of these people ever played football. No boxer ever got hit like that repeatedly over and over.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Over and over again.
Eight count
and didn't lose the fight. Ever. Not once. By the way, Did you see the opener, like the intro to the Stanley Cup Finals last night? What's Tim Riggins doing?
Dude.
I didn't know Tim Riggins was a Stanley Cup guy.
Where does he – oh, God, I just saw him in something.
Yeah, dude. He must be in something
I just saw
that.
Him in something.
Well, we were watching. I was like, Ashley, look, Tim Riggins. He was like, he looks old.
He was in something recently that being done a while.
All right. He was in that movie that I watched with Matthew Broderick, that series that was on, like, opioid crisis.
I think that's me and you.
Ooh, he was
about.
Good
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, I think that's what
that's
talking
a sad
about.
Movie yes, or a sad it. Show. That All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. Final start tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.